The state's largest hospital is still up and running, but Maine Medical Center isn't completely immune from power outages either. Patty White reports on how the hospital avoids being sidelined by extreme weather.
At any given time, Maine Medical Center cares for hundreds of patients, from moms giving birth to patients who need surgery to those with emergency health problems.
Today, for instance, we have about 500 patients that are in the hospital right now.
Losing power is not an option, says spokeswoman Caroline Cornish. To guard against power outages, Maine Medical Center has four generators. And these are not your average home-sized generators. They're about twice as tall as an average adult.
And then in terms of its length, we're probably talking a good 15, 20 feet long there. It's a sizable generator, and that's, again, one of four that we have here as backup power at the hospital,
which are tested once a month to make sure they're ready to fire up at a moment's notice. As for human power, Cornish says hospital leaders meet before each storm to determine specific needs, including whether temporary housing is needed for clinical staff so they can make it into work.
And then we have an alert system, so if we do find that some people aren't able to get here for whatever reason, we're able to call in adequate staff, because the important thing for us is patient safety.
The hospital makes plenty of contingency plans, says Cornish, because if there's one thing you can count on in Maine, it's extreme weather. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.